This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
And we roll on here tonight, just like that, back in studio. This segment with Matt Jordan is going to be brought to you by Carlsberg. Right in he comes here. He's thrown to the fire again. It's been a very busy couple last days here with Matt Jordan, so we're going to try to volley a bunch off him here in this segment. So going to start it right away, Matt. I'm not going to do all the niceties because we already said hello to each other. All right, how quickly did this Kubo Torres thing come down?
Probably one of the fastest deals I've ever seen come together in all the years I've been doing this. I mean, literally Tuesday afternoon, you know, probably around 3 o'clock, we get that initial contact from Pumas. Things start transpiring into the evening, you know, and again, these things move fast. There was a phone call, you know, from Kubo to Wilmer, you know, saying that this is an opportunity that he was interested in pursuing for professional and personal reasons. You know, documents started getting drafted, you know, probably midnight into the early morning the next day, you know, but we, you know, there's still a lot of details to be covered. And literally he was on a plane, you know, that afternoon and we were finalizing the transfer.
Presented last, yeah. Yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Biggest challenges here in 2018 for you guys on the field?
I'd say, you know, we're not going to be catching anybody by surprise. You know, I think we caught a lot of people by surprise last year, and we're going to have to continue to look at, you know, different ways to break teams down. I mean, the one nice thing that I'm really happy about is we have a really good, strong core that we've worked very hard to bring back. With that continuity, it's important. So we you know, going into this offseason, I mean, the last 5 weeks, I want to say we've done 12 to 13 deals through, you know, trades, you know, different transactions, different things going on free agency. But it's nice that we can be selective to find the right pieces to fit, you know, and improve in positions, you know, hence a guy like Arturo, you know, that's a very specific, okay, hey, that's for a specific role that we bring in, or, you know, Darwin Seren or Fuayan Mayor, or, you know, all these other Chris Seitz, you know, all these other guys. Also with re-signing a lot of our guys, it was oddly enough one of the busiest off seasons I've ever been a part of.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio. Speaking of that, last year you guys did have trouble breaking down teams that were deeper defending. How's that going to change this year?
Well, listen, I think we've continued to add quality. You know, bringing Tomas on, you know, who is on board, you know, who can find space between the lines. Someone like Arturo as well, you know, has quality in the final third. You know, Darwin's very good at transitioning the ball. You know, he's good on both sides of the ball, but very good at transitioning the ball forward.
Darwin Seren.
You know, so again, you know, we feel that the way the team's built, we can be adaptable, and that's exciting, you know, for the group and for our fans.
This money that was acquired from Kubo Torres, it's real money.
Yeah.
What's the club going to do? Will they invest it in the youth program? Is it about getting another player? Do you have one in mind? That's one question that a lot of fans are asking. What's going to happen with that money?
It's normal. And look, I mean, it's one of those things where we have a lot of confidence in the group we have. I mean, you know, our ownership made a significant investment in Albert Elis, Juan David Cabezas. We've made investments in Romo Kyoto, Mauro Minotas. These are young, talented, dynamic players, and we have a lot of confidence in them, and we feel good about those positions. And there's risks in every decision you make, but we felt the timing was right to make this decision with Kubo. We wish him well. At the same time, we're not just going to do anything for the sake of doing it. We want to do something that's the right fit, you know, and we do have more added flexibility right now. And so whether it's, you know, we're always looking to improve, if that answers your question, and we are open to continue to improve.
But I would expect that from you. I mean, is it something that you definitely know is going to be used on players, or could it be used in another area of the club, like your youth setup, which obviously always needs resources?
Yeah, no, like, I mean, those are discussions with as quickly as this thing came together. You know, those are discussions we'll be having internally. But, you know, the good thing is we have the support of our ownership group, and you know, and that's important as a part of this process.
Big picture on Kubo. Was he a disappointment here in Houston?
Well, you know, it's tough. I think what was tough for Eric, now looking back, you know, coming mid-season that first year, you know, and doing the transaction and loaning him back down to Mexico, that was tough. You know, and any player that comes mid-season, you know, I think that was really getting things off on a difficult note for him. You know, he had some challenges with confidence at the beginning. You know, to credit to the club and to Wilmer and to our coaching staff. I mean, they did an amazing job last season with him. But we had a lot of weapons in our arsenal as well. And you look at the emergence of Moro, Romel Kyoto, Albert Ellis. You look at Andrew Wenger, Memo. You know, we want to. You know, Memo is growing as well. Tomas Martinez. So. We got. I think there's a lot of MLS teams would be very happy to have those options up top.
What's going on with Tyler Derrick? Is he still in the contention to be a Dynamo player?
Listen,
or is it over?
There's so much going on with that you know. Again, I don't know. You know, to be honest, there's so many elements to that are out of our control, and you know, and so it just kind of got to see what happens with the legal process, and we have to just follow all the league's direction on that.
Are you disappointed what happened with Lucatero going to Necaxa? Because, you know, here was a kid that we were really built up to believe that was going to be somebody that's going to come through the system. He's going to be impactful. I've had a whole bunch of people tell me how good this kid was talent-wise. And he's gone, and we really don't get anything for him. Is that a big disappointment?
Well, listen, it's always disappointing when you lose, you know, someone that came up through your system. But that's the reality of world soccer. You know, I mean, it happens all the time. It happens with every club around the world. I mean, we made every effort to keep Luka in our system. We offered him a lengthy contract, and we offered him the exact same opportunities we offered to Memo Rodriguez. We wish him well. You know, obviously he's going to take an opportunity to be playing in a reserve team and to play with in a reserve team setup. You know, and it's, we've had very good conversations with him. He and I have been in touch, and so, you know, every situation is unique, and, you know, we wish him well.
Marcelo Palomino, he's the next one now that we're hearing a lot about, and I have a lot of friends who are out there in the community, scouts, and, you know, and there's a lot of great reports coming back on this kid.
Yeah.
How do you avoid what happened to Lucatero with this kid? Is this a kid at 16 you would sign right now?
Well, he's training with the first team. He's in camp with us right now. He actually dealt with an injury when he was in residency, so we had to really help him get back last season to full fitness. So he's back with us. And what I think is important is that there's a process involved. There has to be a process. And, you know, we have a structure in place, and, you know, training, getting, you know, into that environment and acclimating. You're already seeing that he's starting to get much more comfortable. The speed of play is fast. There's no doubt it's fast for these young guys.
Is he handling it?
But he's getting, you could see that he's handling it more and more. And so, you know, we're excited to continue to monitor his progress, and it's great to have him in camp with us right now.
Ricardo Clark, obviously a Dynamo legend. I guess he's exploring the free agency market right now. Is there desires to bring him back?
Ricardo, you know, we obviously want to respect that his ability to explore free agency, you know, and that's something that he's earned the right, you know, to explore. And so at this time, we just want to respect that process that he's, you know, I'm sure he's in discussions with several MLS teams, and he's taking his time to make the decision that's best for him and his family.
How does a team have to change? In other words, last year I saw Tomas Martinez as your guy that you wanted on the ball a lot, kind of frustrated at the end of the year. And I know the team was a little more defensive oriented at the end of the year. He's been sort of denoted. It seems like there's a clear directive. He's going to be your number 10. How are you going to get the best out of him? And do you have to, and does Wilmer have to change your purpose of play a little bit to get him on the ball more? Because that was a problem.
Listen, I think that, you know, Tomas came in quite well and really gave us a good boost the second half of last season. Scored some important goals. You know, him and Felipe Senderos came in quite well. And it's tough to come midseason with a team. I've done it before as a player. I'm very confident that he, and we are very confident that Tomas is going to come in and have a very good season. He's very fit right now. It is important to be adaptable, you know, and then again, you know, get him the ball. And that's something that, you know, you saw as we went on our playoff run last year, especially late in the regular season. You know, he was really having a big influence. As the playoffs went on, you know, the latter stages, you know, probably not as much. But to be fair, we didn't play that last series, you know, to our fullest potential. I mean, you know, you got to be 100% when you're going against Seattle, and both games having red cards. It was tough. But at the end of the day, we're very confident in Tomas and his abilities and his quality, and he's going to be very good for us.
Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager. Look, I know you got to the Western Conference Finals. Seattle, you know, gets past you. They then get smoked by Toronto FC. How hard is it keeping up with these teams now? I mean, we have to be blatantly honest here. It is not easy keeping up with Atlanta, Toronto. Is it look daunting sometimes to you when you look at, you know, $15 million for Baca in Atlanta and he's 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Does it look daunting?
At times. At times it does. But, you know, it's a challenge that I relish and we relish. And we're not going to pretend we're somebody we're not. You know, and that's what's been important. And you look at our strategic plan and the direction we've been going, you know, getting young, dynamic, talented players with upside and potential growth. And that all that figured into this decision to sell Eric. You know, I mean, it's a risk. There's no doubt it's a risk. But at the same time, you're saying, okay, the player wants to take this opportunity. We have, you know, 3, 4, 5 good, young, attacking players that they need to get time, too. And so that all factors into the decision. But to your point, it's, you know, especially with this discretionary TAM coming up. Yeah, I've been at this a while, and I think the league has changed quicker in the last 12 to 24 months than I'd seen in the previous 10 years.
Yeah, these mechanisms are allowing people to spend a lot more
money.
And
if you look, these mechanisms, you know, if you look at our TAM players, you look at Romel Kyoto, Mauro Minotas, Juan David Cabezas. I mean, those are great TAM players. Alejandro Fuenmayor is going to be a very good addition. Very talented, 21-year-old center back, very clean with the ball, nice profile. And so, you know, we're we need to get younger back there. You know, we want to continue to get this team younger, and that's important for us, you know, while finding good complementary veterans that can help, you know, make sure that we're having that good balance.
Now, I know there's still more transactions that can occur and things can change here. But what's the one thing you'd say to Dynamo fans right now as, yes, you retained Albert Elise, but I think a lot of us said, look, if the Dynamo are going to prove to us they're serious, they have to retain him. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a must.
Yes.
So what would be the one player now or the one move you could potentially make, and it could still be to come, that says to the Dynamo fan, here's our step up from last year, right? Because, you know, we look around the world and every year a team makes a significant signing from a marketing standpoint to help the team on the field. Where could that be with the Dynamo? Is there more to come?
We're always looking. We're always looking for that. I mean, I think Darwin Serén was, you know, making that trade, the draft. I think he's, in our opinion, he's one of the most underrated players in the league. And we've run the data on it. We've done our research, and we feel that Darwin is a player that is going to really help us. Fuenmayor as well. You know, you look at bringing back a lot of our vets that we brought back. Cabezas and Ellis were huge. I mean, those were kind of like stake in the ground type of, you know, transfers that we were like, listen, you know, I mean, I spent so much time on those two deals in particular, dating back to last summer, just knowing that those are vital pieces, you know, and those are vital cogs in the team. You know, and so I think that we've steadily and quietly, you know, kept the team strong and incrementally improved it. And you know, again, we're depth is going to be important for us as well. But to your point, look, it's when you look at the Atlantas and you know, some of the money that's getting pumped into things, sometimes it does seem to be daunting, but at the same time too, we just have to be a little more clever and smart and strategic, and we believe we're equipped to do that.
All right. And don't take this the wrong way. I know how you guys talk about the collective all the time. We know how important that is, a locker room, a team. But Albert Elise, this guy could be marketed. This guy could have a lot of merchandise. This guy could be a legitimate star here. Is there a resistance and a fear in building that guy up to be a star in Houston because you're afraid of maybe creating some dissension in a locker room? Because he seems like the most marketable player on this team, hands down.
Well, I'm not working in the marketing department, you know, but I think we see him as a marquee player. I mean, that's why we made the investment we made in him, you know, and on and off the field.
But I mean, will you put some muscle behind him to merchandise him, get him out to the crowd, have his jersey in the store so that people can walk right in, get the Panther jersey? I mean, why not create the Panther T-shirt? I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with this guy. Merchandising is a part of the game. Do you get worried about that? Do you get protective around your team because, you know, you want to keep this cocoon of safety and this culture of safety?
Me personally, this is just me speaking. And again, you know, we have a whole marketing team and, you know, they handle that stuff more from the merchandising standpoint. But for me, my big thing is just with young players, you know, is that they need to be brought along the right way. But at the same time, they need, you know, like Albert has earned that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? He's earned that opportunity with his play on the field. So for me, the only thing I care about is what is his play on the field? Does his play on the field justify that publicity? And I think that's where, you know, you got to be careful. It's like, look at when Tomas came in last year. You know what I mean? Tomas was coming. He hadn't trained in a couple months. You know, he was coming. The windows overlapped. We needed to bring him along the right way, and we really did well with it. You know, when you look at when Manotas came in, no one knew Mauro Manotas. Not one person in the city probably knew Mauro Manotas. Mauro Manotas is a star in Houston.
Nobody in the league knew him, probably.
Yeah, I mean, no one in the league knew him. And I remember when I was in here. We were talking about big names, and I said, you know, when we brought Piatti to Montreal, no one knew him. No one knew Valeri. No one knew the yada yada. No one knew Manotas. Not many people knew Tomas Martinez. Not many people knew Juan David Cabezas, Machado. You know, these are guys that you know, that's what it's nice to see. You know, when a player earns it on the field, that publicity and that notoriety. But for me, it's always important, especially with young players, they earn it. They earn it, and it's not given. And that's something that I think is very important.
Matt, tremendous job. A lot of volley in here. This was a great interview. Good information for the Dynamo fans. Also want to thank you for making it up in studio. I know how busy you are. It is appreciated, and I think the interviews are always far more engaging when we can look at each other and talk about it.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan putting it all together again. The Dynamo on Saturday morning. They will be out. It's an open training session to the public. Get down there. You can get introduced to some of the new players. They'll be selling all kinds of Dynamo and Dash gear as well. We will take a break. Before we go to break, reminder about Kings Court. 13 TVs, big screen down there at Kings Court. Show the Premier League, the Dynamo, the Champions League, Bundesliga, you name it, they have it. Go say hello to Jay. KingsCourtTX.com, right near BBVA Compass Stadium. And our Carlsberg Team of the Week, probably the best beer in the world. We're going to give it to we'll give it to Barcelona for the 2-0 win today here. I had to come up with one real quick. Coutinho debuted, 2-0 win, Suarez and Lionel Messi. A guy named Messi scored goals in that one. Carlsberg, probably the best beer in the world. We'll take a break. More to come.